There you go, Corey Hart, Dinosaurs on Lake 88.1 and LanarkLeadsToday.ca. Good morning, it's Bob Perreault with you. Well, it's Friday, a little bit after 7, and that means it's time for one of our favorite segments here, Grant Can Cook. Joining me, Grant Demme. Good morning, Grant.
Good morning.
It is good to have you here. Now, last week, you did the lasagna.
Yes.
And it was very good.
Yeah, it worked out really well, better than I expected.
But you're never going to do it again.
Well, no, not for myself. That's something I will only break out if I'm trying to impress somebody, but it's not something I'll ever make alone in my apartment, no.
No, and it's interesting because that was your first like long prep meal that you've done. So you learned, that if you are going to do that, that you could do it in little bits and stages throughout the day, you know, or whatever, just to get to that point where when you want to eat it, say if it's like 5:30, that it'll be ready, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And you didn't tell us what you were going to make this week. So I've been looking forward to this. What was on the menu for this week?
This week it was air fryer chicken bites with Parmesan cheese. So it was a fun recipe. It was essentially, as it said, chicken bites that you diced up, you threw in a mixture and you put them in the air fryer. And then a little while later, you melted some Parmesan cheese, some parsley, and that was it. It was a really simple recipe, which is perfect for my avenue of effort and line of thinking. So it was a hit, I'd say.
It was a hit. That's good. Now, tell us a little bit about the mixture. I mean, people are just sort of picturing right now, you cut up some chicken, you throw it into something.
Yeah. So what it was is it was Worcestershire sauce, some seasoning, like generic Italian seasoning, garlic powder, salt, pepper, sort of all the regular players, and then some cheese on top and then some fresh parsley to add some seasoning towards the end there. And it turned out great, in the sense that this will be something I cook again. However, I cooked it too long, so the chicken was rather dry.
I think this is something that's common with the air fryer, right? Like, because you put a whole chicken breast in there, you're used to cooking it for 22 to 24 minutes, depending on your air fryer. But then when you cut it up like that, it cooks so much quicker. So that may have just been something you weren't used to.
Yeah, so the recipe I sort of followed was that you cook it for 8 minutes, then you take it out, flip it, use some cooking spray, and then do another 8 minutes. And then after that, it's another two after you put the Parmesan cheese and parsley on to let the cheese melt, and then you're good to go. I think that was probably 3 or 4 minutes too long. So I think next time I will sort of take the second half out after maybe 5 or 6 minutes and then cook it another 2 or 3 and then call it a day. I think it was about 3 or 4 minutes too long in the air fryer. But the main takeaway here is this will be something, and this is what I told my parents too, like this is something I will make by myself on my own if I'm craving chicken. Like, this is a recipe that's in my repertoire now, so even though it didn't turn out the way I wanted to, it was still a big win. It was a bonus because this is something that I will make on my own, because it really wasn't hard at all.
And the beauty of that, what you just said, is like, if we go back to like week one or two, if something had failed at that point, you would have been like, well, I guess I'll never know how this tastes properly because I'm never doing it again. But you seem to have turned that corner there where, you know, this is something that you like and you think, I want to perfect this. And who knows, maybe years down the road, we're calling this chicken a la Grant.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe we can expand our services here.
Indeed. Well, I'm glad it was a success in that regard, Grant. What do you think your biggest takeaway was from it?
Oh, that's a great question. I think my biggest takeaway is that, first of all, there's been a few throughout this entire journey. The main one is you have to be in the mood to cook. And cooking is way more fun when you're with other people. I think that's been my big takeaway. And it was this week as well, because it's sort of become a thing where my whole family is kind of involved, because I'm doing these now. I'm driving over to my parents and I'm making these, and they're kind of hanging in the kitchen watching, and we're talking and we're listening to music, and it's become like a group thing. And I think that's been my big takeaway.
Excellent. Well, Grant, we're really happy to hear that. We know you're going to post the pictures and the recipe up on our website there in a little bit as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, Grant, we really enjoy this segment. We're so happy that you continue to do it. Thanks for this, my friend.
Thank you.
Grant Demme from the Lake 88 newsroom here. It is Grant Can Cook on Lake 88. Again, we will have that up on LanarkLeadsToday.ca in a few minutes. Well, maybe, yeah, I don't know, in a little bit. Anyway, it'll be up there today. In the meantime, more great music coming your way. Taylor Swift and Karma is next.